Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. Reading from Chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, Text 24. Krishna is speaking. One whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is actually the perfect mystic. He is liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he attains the Supreme. Here's the comment. Srila Prabhupada writes, unless one is able to realize happiness from within, how can one retire from the external engagements meant for deriving superficial happiness? A liberated person enjoys happiness by factual experience. He can, therefore, sit silently at any place and enjoy the activities of life from within. Such a liberated person no longer desires external material happiness. This state is called Brahma-bhuta, attaining which one is assured of going back to Godhead, back to home. End of the citation from Prabhupada's purport. Comment continues. We must get a higher taste. It is urgent. We have to hear, chant, and have good association. Otherwise, we will be unable to tolerate the urges of the senses over time. Krishna gives more symptoms of one seeking satisfaction in spirit, not matter. Text 25. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are freed from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme. Comment. After reading verses 24 and 25, we may think that achieving liberation is too difficult, and we may become discouraged. In text 24, Srila Prabhupada's translation uses the word ultimately, as if to caution us that the results won't be quickly achieved. Similarly, the qualities mentioned in these two verses are rarely found. In the next verse, however, Krishna speaks reassuringly. 26. Those who are free from anger and all material desires, who are self-realized, self-disciplined, and constantly endeavoring for perfection, are assured of liberation in the Supreme in the very near future. Comment. How is it possible that something so difficult to obtain will be achieved in, quote, the very near future? Srila Prabhupada answers this question by citing an analogous example. By vision, by meditation, and by touch, only do the fish, the tortoise, and the birds maintain their offspring. Similarly, do I also, O Padmaja. This is the Supreme Lord speaking to Brahma. Srila Prabhupada comments, quote, the fish brings up its offspring simply by looking at them. The tortoise brings up its offspring simply by meditation. The eggs of the tortoise are laid on land, and the tortoise meditates on the eggs while in the water. Similarly, the devotee in Krishna consciousness, although far away from the Lord's abode, can elevate himself to that abode simply by thinking of him constantly. By engagement in Krishna consciousness, he does not feel the pangs of material miseries. This state of life is called Brahman Nirvana, or the absence of material miseries, due to being constantly immersed in the Supreme. Comment continues. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan quotes the above analogy to indicate that for those who endeavor seriously, as described in this Gita verse, perfection is already available because the Supersoul is concerned about those who act in this fashion. By sincerely fixing their minds on the Lord, they evoke his mercy. Comment continues. Krishna has now finished his discussion on how to gain liberation by working in complete knowledge of the Supersoul. In the next two verses, He explains how to achieve that same liberated condition through Ashtanga Yoga. These two texts introduce chapter 6, which covers Ashtanga Yoga in detail. 27 through 28. Shutting out all external sense objects, keeping the eyes and vision concentrated between the two eyebrows, suspending the inward and outward breaths within the nostrils, and thus controlling the mind, senses, and intelligence, the transcendentalist, aiming at liberation, becomes free from desire, fear, and anger. One who is always in this state is certainly liberated. Comment. Srila Prabhupada explains how these verses fit into this section of the Gita. Quote, after explaining the above principles of liberation in the Supreme, the Lord gives instruction to Arjuna as to how one can come to that position by the practice of the mysticism or yoga known as Ashtanga Yoga, which is divisible into eightfold processes called Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahara, Dharan, Dhyan, and Samadhi. In the sixth chapter, the subject of yoga is explicitly detailed, and at the end of the fifth, it is only preliminarily explained. End quote. After giving this brief preview to chapter 6, Krishna ends this chapter by telling Arjuna how he can remain peaceful on, of all places, a battlefield. 29, which is the final text in this chapter. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. We come to this final text in chapter 5. Krishna here summarizes many of the topics discussed thus far in the Bhagavad Gita and puts them in the context of achieving liberation. Bhaktaram, Jagya, and Sarvaloka Maheshwaram refer to Krishna, not the demigods, as the final enjoyer of all sacrifices performed by one practicing Karma Kanda or Karma Yoga. Bhaktaram, Jagatapasam, Bhaktaram Tapasam refers to Krishna as the goal and the beneficiary of the Jnani's attempts at austerities. Suridam Savabhutanam is directed to the yogis who meditate on the Supersoul, because it is the Supersoul who, as the well-wishing friend, accompanies the jiva from body to body. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur adds, quote, Krishna is the well-wishing friend of all living entities. He is mercifully bestowing benefit through his devotees in the form of their instructions on devotional service. End quote. Knowing Krishna's position in relation to activities of Karma Kanda or Karma Yoga, understanding knowledge of him as the goal of all tapasya, and finally recognizing him as the well-wishing friend in everyone's heart, brings us to the only true platform of peace, liberation from the material world. Srila Prabhupada expanded upon Suridam Savabhutanam in a 1968 Bhagavad Gita lecture. Prabhupada said, Krishna is always our natural friend. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Suridam Savabhutanam. Suridam means Surit. There are different names in Sanskrit for different kinds of friends. One friend is called Bandhu, one is called Mitra, and one is called Surit. So Krishna says, I am Surit, which means such a friend. A friend sincerely wants your happiness. A Surit is a real friend, and a Mitra is a social friendship. Bandhu is official friendship. But Surit means one actually desires good for his friend, sincere friend. Krishna is Surit. He is always wishing my good, and he is therefore canvassing me. Please, you surrender unto me. Just like a father says, my dear boy, why are you acting independently? Foolishly, you are suffering. Just surrender unto me, I shall give you protection. Similarly, Krishna is a friend like a father. He is always asking, and he is going with me in every type of body. Even if I get the body of a dog, Krishna is always there with me. Even with cats, dogs, hogs, or any lower type of animal, he has no hesitation. He is so friendly that wherever his friend is going, he is also going there. As Paramatma, he is doing friendly activities. He's sending his bona fide servant as spiritual master. He's coming as incarnations, and he's coming as a devotee, Lord Chaitanya. He is helping us in so many ways, but we are so foolish that we are not accepting him. Nobody can be a better friend than Krishna, but we are so much unfortunate, so much captivated by the external energy that we don't accept Krishna as our friend. That's from Prabhupada's lecture, October 14th in 1968 in Seattle, Washington. The comment continues, Gyan, knowledge that we are eternal souls, renunciation and sense control cannot actually give us liberation. We must take shelter of our dearmost friend, Krishna. So the Prabhupada discusses this chapter in his purport. Quote, this fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation is as to how Karma Yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. The end of the quotation from Prabhupada's purport. And then the final sentence in the comment on this chapter, that transcendental knowledge is knowledge of the Supersoul, and that knowledge awards liberation. Okay, that ends chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Hare Krishna.